you just want to cut Jed Wills? I still say no.
I guess. Cut them.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Well, the problem is they're 2-7. We've all kind of agreed that, okay, send a message so other guys don't quit in a 2-7 year. Like, I think it just boils down to, do you have enough guys left to play offensive line if you don't have them?
Probably not. And the other thing is I know everybody's mad. Everybody's going to rip on Jed Wills, as they already are, and they're probably going to rip on him even harder. I bet you're going to get a hell of an effort out of him. Right? He's a proud man. We're not going to get a good effort out of him?
After this?
Got to be a proud man, don't you? After this, it seems like you're going to get a hell of an effort. I mean, he has put it out there publicly now.
So do you think the Ole blocking that he's been doing this season, not to mention last season or the season before, is going to change now because he came out and said, well, I was making a business decision?
It has a better chance to change after him saying a business decision than before.
How?
Because he's going to be ridiculed as he is right now.
He's been ridiculed for four years. Why would he care now?
But there was understanding before. Now there's no understanding. There would be some people who would understand.
I didn't understand how he didn't I started out trying, especially for the last season.
Well, I tried to understand before.
Thank you, Porky.
You're welcome. I tried to understand before, and now I can't. So I pointed out that if you lose him, I don't say lose. If you were to cut him, you're just going to – how much longer do you think Jack Conklin's going to hold up?
I don't have a lot of faith in that.
Do you want to try him? Okay. So this is it.
I might have more faith that Jed Wills is going to try when he gets back on the field than Jack Conklin holding up.
Okay, so Jed Wills – I know you guys are all mad at him, but think about it this way. Does DeJuan Jones feel like he's a nice left tackle for you? And around the room, think about this. Yeah?
Potentially,
I'm
yes.
Potentially, yes. There's some things I'm worried about, but I'm hopeful.
Well, of course, there's things we all worry about. We worry about monsters under the stairs. So it seems that he might be a potential left tackle for you. So by the time that Jack Conklin goes down, and Jack Conklin's doing a good job, but we know that usually he goes down. Would it not make sense that Jed Wills gets a shot over at right tackle, his what is supposed to be quote-unquote natural position? Maybe misplaying him here the whole time. We were misplaying DeJuan Jones, even though DeJuan Jones had said to me, after a game point blank, he is not going to play in left tackle, but you know what? Sometimes you're just called into service, my good young man. Like, maybe that is the case.
This has just been broken from the start of the year. I mean, from early on, we could not believe the stuff we were hearing. Like, is he ever going to be ready to go this year? This is his contract year. What do guys do in contract years?
Usually
they
show
ball
and play well.
Out. Absolutely.
And
no,
not him.
No, he was late to the party.
Yes, he was.
To start out the year. Then when he played, he wasn't good. Then, of course, he got re-injured. Now there's a big disagreement over his injuries because basically the way he made it seem like yesterday, without being very critical of the team, but kind of sounded like he was going that direction, was, I've not been healthy. Why are they making me play? I'm not healthy. And then it's the NFL. Lots of guys are not healthy.
Well, you
and
seem
playing.
To just like you've given. Have other people just given up on any sort of concept? 216-474-0092. Like, this is weird. He comes out and he says it's a business decision, and a lot of people are like, yeah, figured it out. Figured it anyway, so what the hell? Like, there's so many people who just, like, they don't care. Like, they care, but they're...
I'm actually more glad that he said it was a business decision than him saying, no, guys, I've really been trying hard, and I just suck at football.
Well, yeah, you're looking for a reason that he hasn't been good. I just go back to what I said when Baker was going through stuff that was similar. When I was like, man, if I were Baker's agent, I would be pulling him, telling him not to play. And so I'm trying to just remember, I did say all those things with Baker. Now am I supposed to reverse courses because I don't like Jed and how he plays for us?
Well, there's a difference between your left tackle and your quarterback.
And your quarterback, because one guy does affect the entire offense. The other one, you can, even though it's hard to replace him, you can find a replacement for him. And the other part of it is that, and it was brought up by Jared Luganbill, who listens to the show, who does a lot of recruiting in all of Northeast Ohio. And you can hear, this is brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There you go. That he had sat out that final game against the Bengals. And that certainly soured a lot of people. It's like, well, wait a minute. Now that we're like out of it, you're just going to sit down?
Yeah.
Like, that's it? So either you're going to play and you're going to play or not, like, it's going to rub people the wrong way.
Wait, you guys pointed out, I want to explore that real quick. You pointed out a difference there, Owen, between a quarterback and a left tackle. The reason I said it with Baker was, first, Baker was not the same player. He was injured. He was not good. I thought it would be better for the team if he didn't play. I thought it would be better for Baker if he didn't play. Well, Jed hasn't been really... It's been a couple of years since he has been even adequate at left tackle.
But I think there was something that was different here. And I think that we're getting to something that I can't really go and speculate on other than what he just said. With Baker, you could see and you heard and all the reports were there. There was something that was structurally wrong with his arm. There was something that was structurally wrong with him. And because he is... not a big body quarterback who can just let it fly. Even though, would you see that play on Bosa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He held him off with one arm.
Holy cow. That was one of the best plays I've ever seen in my life. I know they still lost that game, but holy Toledo, was that a great play. He is a guy who needs his whole body to have torque on a pass. And if he can't, which he didn't, there was going to be problems there. So, yeah, at the time, you beg and plead because you didn't want things to go worse, because I don't think that you wanted to give up on what was going on there. I really don't think you did. I didn't think that you felt, and I'm starting to assign some thoughts that maybe you had or hadn't. I don't think that you felt that that was a situation we were going to get from altogether. I mean, they can go down there, and you and I knew that they were snooping around Houston, seeing what could possibly be done, seeing any background stuff that they could make, but you didn't think that that was really, truly going to happen. So it's like, all right, how do we salvage this going on? Well, he sits out the rest of the year. He physically can't do it. We thought we had our out against Arizona when he took that shot with, was it J.J. Watt who got him? And we thought, well, oh my gosh, that's got to be it. I mean, Lord almighty. And then he kept playing, and he kept playing up until the Pittsburgh game when that was the last time we saw him in a Browns uniform. If you're saying that you're talking, like you said, for him to sit, I do think it's a lot different where there's something structurally wrong here. The other guy... I'm not hearing that there's something structurally
quote-unquote
wrong.
Jed did say, he said there was still some stuff going on from last year.
Bone bruise and things like that.
Yeah, so, not as bad as necessarily the Baker stuff.
So is he alleging that the doctors would put him out there against his own better judgment?
He a couple times was like,
against his own health?
He's like, but they cleared me. Like, he was kind of sitting there, kind of sounding like he didn't want to be cleared. Which, that brings us, again, to the same... to the same negative overall about him as a football player, especially guys who are going to be injured, because, you know, we're going to compare him to the guy he replaced. Well, Joe Thomas, we know for years was playing with all sorts of stuff and structural stuff, and he played and he played and he played. The difference was he was still all-pro level. He was still Hall of Fame level with those injuries. Jed hasn't been that without the injuries, and with the injuries, it's only gotten worse.
It just does seem to be. It seems like I've made an argument against myself to keep him on the football team. But it does seem to be our luckers going, the second you were to just cut him, which, by the way, nobody seems to be, if they were 7-2 and he was saying that, I think some people would be really upset. I don't think there's as many people upset as I thought there would be. I think a lot of people are going, yeah, par for the course. We've seen guys quit before, and he's quitting on us.
If there wasn't a DeJuan Jones who we saw start all year last year
that
on the
too.
Other side,
that too.
Would we be as upset?
But does it or does it not seem to be the moment you were to cut him, all of a sudden something bad would happen with Jack Conklin? And then who am I got playing right tackle over there? Am I going to stick Michael Dunn over there?
Well, and then this is the hard part. Are they going to be worse than what Jed has been this year? Because you want to evaluate DTR eventually. I'm assuming DTR is going to be quarterback.
Well, Jed brought up...
I need to see DTR?
Him 70% versus somebody else at 100%. We can play that.
And at some point,
I mean, you wouldn't want to go out there and put forth, you know, 70% of your effort while you're injured, and then you have somebody else who go out there and give 100. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be out there the whole time, like, thinking about my knee. I got to focus on my assignment and who I'm blocking. So, like you said, in the past with high ankles, I played and I didn't play as good. So, why would I do the same thing, you know, risking a worse knee injury?
Okay, there is a little bit of logic there.
Oh, I see the logic.
Yeah.
I understand.
He's a first round pick.
We just don't want our football players, especially our first round picks, to be that logical.
Yeah, but so
we want them just to go out and play and shut up and don't make excuses and don't talk injuries, because all these guys, we know how many guys are injured in the NFL week to week.
But Joe Hayden was a first round pick, and Joe Hayden said either you, because remember, people got mad with him because he sat out a game against Antonio Brown. He's like, listen, guys, you can either run with Antonio or you can't run with Antonio. So if you stuck him out there and he's got to cover Antonio Brown, which sometimes it just didn't even matter because, boy, of all the guys he was able to cover, Antonio Brown just had his number. But either way, if you wanted to put him out there at 60%, he ain't going to be able to catch up. You're going to be twice at Joe Hayden because of that. So there was, as crazy as it seems, there is logic. I do think, though, when you go back to the offensive lineman thing, it's the thing I fight about all the time. is I think people just look at him as, hey, these are big guys, so we can just put them anywhere we want. Where it's like, no, steps are different. You're going up against the greatest pass rushers of, I mean, if they're in this generation, guys, or the greatest pass rushers of all time, you have so many things that you have to worry about when it comes to your footwork. What he does say does make sense. But because of his track record, it's like, nah, to hell with him. Get him out of here. And I'm just thinking, the second you got rid of the guy, you know what would happen. You know what would happen. And I still got a season to get through. And if you want to put DTR out there, I need all the healthy linemen I can get.
I guess I'd rather see him on the sidelines than Olay in blocks.
Yeah, you could leave him on the sidelines. And if Jack
going,
Conklin...
Oh, maybe I was going to hurt my knees.
And if Jack Conklin doesn't get hurt, because, I mean, this seems to be far beyond driven. You're not going to put him out there at right tackle and all of a sudden go, oh, hey, I'm going to give him a nice contract. He's
yeah,
a right
do we
tackle.
Have to ask him every no. time he trots out there and replacing Jack Conklin? Yeah. Maybe, you know, go, how do you feel yeah. right now, Jed?
Yeah, that ain't going
to
happen.
Tackle, to your 10th overall yeah. pick.
Do you yeah. feel like you're going to be able to go the whole time, or you're going to be thinking about your thumb?
I'm not saying stick him out there to see if there's going to be some sort of a, oh, my goodness, he's a right tackle and we can invest in him. The investment's done. After what he said yesterday, that is done. He is gone after this season. And I think he's resigned himself to that. But the thought of just having a guy go down and having to replace him with another person seems to be that type of luck that we have.
If you've gone up and down the roster before the year started and said, which guy would say this?
You'd probably pick him.
We would have picked Jed Wells. Yeah.